Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Hello and welcome to the My 88 podcast. My name is Wayne Tunks, and as we close out 2022, I thought it would be important to look back at all of the wonderful artists who sadly passed in 2022. And there were some absolute icons that we lost, which was very heartbreaking, but we are going to remember their lives and celebrate their music this hour. Dame Olivia Newton-John was a British-Australian singer, actress, as well as being an activist. She was a four-time Grammy Award winner, whose career had 15 top 10 singles, including five number ones in the US. You would have had to have been living under a rock if you didn't know her from the film Grease, which was at the time the highest-grossing musical film. And the soundtrack remains one of the world's best-selling albums ever. Her signature solo recordings, including the Record of the Year Grammy winner I Honestly Love You, and of course Physical, which was the highest-selling song in the US in the 80s. Just such a talented lady who has sold more than 100 million records worldwide. Wow. Sadly, she did battle breast cancer three times, was an advocate for breast cancer research, and an activist for environmental and animal rights causes. I really love Olivia Newton-John. I've always been a fan ever since I was a little kid. And if I had to think about my favourite song, it's between two. Oh, I love Twist of Fate.
It's gotta be a strange twist.
And I love Make a Move on Me. Olivia just seemed like such a wonderful person that you want to sit down and have a coffee with and a good chat. She just really felt like a genuine star. So many big hits here in Australia. Her number one singles, they were Banks of the Ohio, I Honestly Love You, You're the One That I Want, Hopelessly Devoted to You only got to two, which is a surprise, but still did very, very well. Physical went to number one as well, as did the Grease Megamix in 1990. It was really sad towards the end of the 80s. She was still releasing some really great songs, but they just weren't doing as well. The Rumour, which I think is a great song, only hit 35, which is a shame. But we are remembering her. People love Olivia Newton-John, and it was so sad to lose her this year. Olivia, we love you. In May, we also lost one of the founding members of Depeche Mode, Andy Fletcher. As I said, he was one of the founding members of Depeche Mode, and I did not realise until I was doing some research that one of the other founding members of Depeche Mode was Vince Clarke, who went on to be in Yazoo and then Erosia. So there's something I learned today as well. But Andy Fletcher was with the group from the very beginning until the very end. He did take off for a little bit of time. He did struggle with some mental health issues, but was a true legend in the band and was one of the driving forces for a band that really was incredible. Now, Depeche Mode over the years sold so many records. They, in fact, sold over 100 million records. They were nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017 and 18, and then they were finally inducted in 2020. So how wonderful that he was a part of that. Over the years, they had so many hits. They had 54 songs in the UK singles charts and 17 top 10 albums in the UK. impressive indeed. Now, what are my favourite Depeche Mode songs? I didn't get into them as much in the 80s. It wasn't until the 90s that I was like, oh, this group's really good. And the song that did that for me was It's Just No Good.
Don't say you want me. Don't say you need me. Don't say you love me. It's understood. Don't say you're happy. Out there without me. I know you can't be. Cause it's no good.
But as time went on and I discovered or rediscovered more of their back catalogue, I have to say my favourite Depeche Mode song is People Are People. Andy Fletcher, the keyboard player for Depeche Mode, will certainly be remembered and will be missed.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Tell me lies, tell me lies.
Oh no, you can't disguise.
Coming in at the end of the year was the death of Christine McVie, which I think rattled us all. Absolute icon. She was born Christine Anne Perfect and began her career as a member of several bands, most notably Chicken Shack. She was a big fan of Fleetwood Mac, and while she was touring with Chicken Shack, the two bands would often meet, and they were both signed to Blue Horizon, and Fleetwood Mac asked her to play piano as a session musician for Peter Gunn's songs on the band's second studio album, Mr. Wonderful. She married John McVie and then joined Fleetwood Mac permanently in 1970. McVie went on to become an integral member, another lead vocalist and keyboardist of the group. She would remain with the band throughout many lineup changes for the next several decades, generally writing and performing lead vocals on about half of the tracks on all of their subsequent studio albums. In fact, 8 songs written or co-written by her, including Don't Stop Everywhere and Little Lies, appeared on Fleetwood Mac's 1988 Greatest Hits album. As a member of Fleetwood Mac, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received the Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music in 1998. And I think a real interesting thing about Christine McVie is just how lovely she was. Now, Fleetwood Mac were known for their infighting, but the friendship between her and Stevie Nicks was endearing and was just so lovely. And even though Stevie and Lindsay ended up hating each other, Christine clearly loved them both because in recent years she did work with Lindsay again as well as keeping up her great friendship with Stevie. What a true icon. So now I have to pick a favourite Christine McVie-led song, and I have been listening a lot to Songbird lately.
Songbirds are singing like they know the score, and I love you like never before.
But my pick for my favourite Christine McVie song may sound a little strange. It's not one of the big hits. It was the new single from their greatest hits album, As Long As You Follow. I just love the yearning in this song, and her voice is just absolutely stunning. I've listened to it a lot since her passing, and I will continue to do so.
Now I know I can.
What a truly wonderful, talent and inspirational lady. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac will certainly be remembered, loved and missed.
What'll I get for Christmas for 13 doors?
Well, that's your problem, isn't it?
Don't tell me your problems, cos this one's yours.
Tried shopping?
That's typical.
Right,
no respect.
You made me laugh, you do.
No, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done.
Dennis Waterman was best known for his much-loved tough guy leading roles in television series The Sweeney, Minder and New Tricks, singing the theme tunes of the latter two. Waterman's acting career spanned 60 years, and he appeared in 29 films, the last being released in 2020. His big Aussie hit song was the theme song to Minder, I Could Be So Good For You.
I'd be so good for you.
I could be so good for you.
I'm gonna help you.
Love you like you want me to.
I'll do anything for you. I'd be so good for you.
I could be so good for you.
It reached 3 in the UK and 9 here in Australia. And it really is a great song. Every time we play it on My 88, I do sing along. Minder was a British comedy drama series about the London criminal underworld and was shown for 10 series between 1979 and 1994. The first 7 series did star Dennis Waterman as Terry McCann, a Fulham fan, an honest and likeable bodyguard, Minder in London slang. I'm having to resist from doing a really bad British accent, but I certainly will not do. But it was a really great and fun series, loved by so many worldwide. I do remember watching it as a kid. Waterman sadly did die from lung cancer in a hospital in Madrid, Spain, on the 8th of May 2022 at the age of 74. Irene Cara rose to prominence for her role as Coco Hernandez in the 1980 musical film Fame, and for recording the film's title song, also called Fame, which reached number one in many countries, including here in Australia. In 1983, Irene Cara sang and co-wrote the song Flashdance, What a Feeling, from the film Flashdance, for which she shared an Academy Award for Best Original Song and won a Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance in 1984. Prior to her success with Fame, Cara portrayed the title character Sparkle Williams in the original 1976 musical drama film Sparkle. Her other Aussie hits were Why Me, which hit 5, and Breakdance that hit 19. In 1993, a California jury awarded her $1.5 million from a 1985 lawsuit she filed against record executive Al Curry and Network Records, accusing them of withholding royalties from the Flashdance soundtrack and her first two solo records. Cara stated that as a result, she was labelled as being difficult to work with and that the music industry virtually blacklisted her, which is terrible for such an icon. She passed on November 25 at age 63, which is way too young. Now to talk about my favourite Irene Cara song. I do love Flashdance. I do love it. But for me, it is all about Fame. I do have a bit of a personal connection to that great song. Fame rhymes with Wayne, and I am known for having quite the healthy ego. A few years ago, I auditioned for a kid's show, and we had to sing a song, and I did sing Fame and change the lyrics to Wayne. I also did a one-man comedy show with some guest stars, and I had somebody sing that. Just absolutely love the song. And recently I got to participate in Stars of Western Sydney, which raised a lot of money for the Cancer Council of New South Wales. We did a medley of movie songs, and I did have both Fame and Flashdance in that. So I really have loved Irene Cara for so many years. I think she was a talented lady, and Fame is just my absolute favourite. Still to this day, I will turn it loud when it's on and sing along, usually changing the words to Wayne, I'm Gonna Live Forever. Irene Cara, thank you so much for your music.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact.
Michael Lee Adai, professionally known as Meatloaf, is on the list of highest-selling artists of all time. His Bat Out of Hell trilogy, Bat Out of Hell from 77, Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell from 93, and Bat Out of Hell 3, The Monster is Loose in 2006, has sold more than 100 million records worldwide. The first album stayed on the charts for over 9 years and still sells an estimated 200,000 copies annually. Meatloaf's films include iconic roles in The Rocky Horror Picture Show and Fight Club, both fantastic films. Meatloaf did die in Nashville, Tennessee on the evening of January 20 this year at the age of 74. No official cause of death was released. He was reportedly ill with COVID earlier in that year, and it was reported that he had died from complications of COVID. His biggest hits were in the 70s and the 90s, but I do love his 80s duet with Cher, Dead Ringer for Love. I don't know anything about you, baby, but you're everything I'm dreaming of. I don't know who you are, but you're a real dead ringer for love. A real dead ringer for love. Ever since I can remember, you've been hanging around. Now, Meatloaf did have a pretty controversial appearance in Australia at the football grand final, but he will always be remembered as an absolute legend with just some iconic albums and a really, really fantastic image and guy, so he will be sadly missed. Remember when we danced all night? This is one that hit me really big this year. I think the female deaths were the ones that hit hardest this year. Olivia Newton-John, Christine McVie, Irene Cara, and the wonderful Kiwi singer Margaret Ehrlich, an artist that I just had always loved. Just a very inspiring talent. She began her career as a lead vocalist for the new wave band Peking Man. They won the 1984 Shazam Battle of the Bands, which was a TV New Zealand pop show, and had a number of hit songs in New Zealand. In 89, she had her debut solo album, Safety in Numbers, and it did win Best Breakthrough Artist Album at the 1991 ARIA Awards. She was successful in both New Zealand and Australia, selling over 400,000 albums during her career, ranking her as one of New Zealand's most successful recording artists. In 1990, she did team up with Daryl Braithwaite and made The Horses, an iconic Aussie tune that hit number one and is still beloved to this day. After a 2.5 year struggle with cancer, Ehrlich died on the 22nd of August 2022 at age just 57, surrounded by her family at her home in the Southern Highlands in New South Wales of Australia. As I said, I love Margaret Ehrlich, and picking a favourite song, there are so many. I wanted to highlight one 90s song that I really love. It's called Gonna Make You Mine. Just as sure as the sun will shine. But when it comes to my favourite song, I could only choose one. It was her New Zealand number one song, and it went to 17 here in Australia. It is Escaping. What a truly beautiful song. I hear it now, and it still makes me as happy as it did back in 1989. But it's tinged with a touch of sadness, just knowing that somebody so incredible was taken so very young. The song had another life in the UK. Dina Carroll did a new version of it with some new lyrics, and it did go to number 3 in the 90s. But for me, the Margaret Ehrlich version remains king. Such a beautiful song. We miss you, Margaret Ehrlich.
Nothing but the 80s on My 88.
They were some of the big artists that did die during 2022, which was very sad, but there were a number of people who passed, and I just wanted to give a shout out to some others who will be sadly missed.
You got no sense.
On the 5th of May, on the Machinations Facebook page, it was announced that Tony Starr, Machinations keyboard player and founding member, had passed away the night before. Tony had been diagnosed with motor neuron disease some 20 months earlier and had sadly passed. The Machinations, a fantastic Aussie group. Tony Starr, great performer. Christopher Bailey was the co-founder and singer of Aussie rock band The Saints. Formed in 1973, they became the first punk band outside the US to release a record. They were considered one of the first and most influential groups of the genre, particularly within Australia. Their lineup did change in the 80s, and that's when they did first start scoring some hits here in Australia. I do love that song, Just Like Firewoods. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. Bailey died in April 2022, effectively ending the band. He will be missed. This year, we lost the two geniuses behind that song, a singer Julie Cruz and the writer of the music, Angelo Badalamenti. Cruz is best known for her 1989 single, Falling. An instrumental version was used as the theme song for the television series Twin Peaks, which is my favourite show of all time. And she also appeared in a reoccurring role as a roadhouse singer. She reprised the role in the 1992 movie Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me and the 2017 revival series. I also love her 1990 song Rocking Back Inside My Heart. In the 1990s, she was a touring member of the B-52s, filling in for Cindy Wilson. On March 28, 2018, Cruz announced on her Facebook page that she had systemic lupus, which caused her considerable pain and affected her ability to walk and stand. Cruz died in Massachusetts on June 9, 2022, aged 65. Angelo Badalamenti is best known for his work in composing for films. He's mainly known for his collaborations with the wonderful David Lynch, notably Blue Velvet, The Twin Peaks Saga, The Straight Story, and Mulholland Drive. He received the 1990 Grammy Award for Best Pop Instrumental Performance for his Twin Peaks theme. He composed scores for many other films, including The City of Lost Children, A Very Long Engagement, and Holy Smoke. He also recorded songs with artists such as Nina Simone, Shirley Bassey, Julie Cruz, Pet Shop Boys, Dusty Springfield, Marianne Faithfull, David Bowie, Tim Booth, Susie Sue, and Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. He died of natural causes at his home in Lincoln Park, New Jersey, on December 11 of this year, aged 85. Both were truly wonderful artists. Speaking of legendary composers, this year we did lose Vangelis. He was best known for his Academy Award-winning score to Chariots of Fire from 1981, as well as composing scores to the films Blade Runner, Missing, Antarctica, The Bounty, 1492, Conquest of Paradise, and Alexander. Having had a career in music spanning over 50 years and having composed and performed more than 50 albums, Vangelis is considered to be one of the most important figures in the history of electronic music. Vangelis died of heart failure on the 17th of May 2022 at the age of 79 at a hospital in Paris. What a legend he was. In 1983, in New Jersey, a little band called Bon Jovi formed. I think you might have heard of them. What an incredible band they are. They've had 15 studio albums and have sold more than 120 million records worldwide. And sadly, in this past year, one of the original members, Alex John Such, died. It was June 4, 2022. He did leave the group in 1994, but played on their first five albums, but did get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Bon Jovi in 2018. What an iconic band to be a part of. He passed at the age of 70 of natural causes. A legend who will be remembered. There were some true icons who did pass in 2022, and I was not able to get to all of them in the podcast, but we will remember them all. They were amazingly talented, and their music will continue to live on. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you have a great Christmas. I'm getting ready to take my Christmas break, but I will be back in the new year on My 88. Tongues out.